A second man's been detained following the school attack in Fagersta in central Sweden last week. He's suspected of aiding and abetting the suspected attacker, who's in custody for murder and attempted murder. Media reports say he was arrested in the Stockholm area and wasn't at the school at the time of the attack, nor does he have any links to the school. The prosecutor has until midday tomorrow to decide whether the latest suspect will be remanded in custody or not. A 17-year-old girl was killed and two boys seriously injured when they were attacked by a man with a sword at the Brunel Upper Secondary School in Fagersta last Friday. As part of its election campaign, the opposition Left Party is proposing a youth package worth around 5 billion kroner. It includes higher student grants, an extra summer payment for students, support for youth housing and money for adult education groups. The party also wants to make dental care free for young people again. Left Party leader Nooshi Dadgostar says major changes needed and accuses the government and the Sweden Democrats of making cut in this area over the last 4 years. Also today, a new poll was released. You can hear all the details on our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. And voting has started in Sweden's parliamentary, regional and municipal elections, even though election day isn't until September the 13th. Sweden allows early voting at 1,875 polling stations around the country, meaning voters have over 2 weeks in which to cast their vote. Among the early voters at the polling station at Stockholm's central train station today was Meroz, who cast his vote for the first time as a Swedish citizen.
I was super excited about the election this time, and especially with the circumstances going on, I just wanted to cast my vote as early as possible so we can have some bright future in Sweden.
And finally, a woman was seriously injured when a portable camping stove exploded during a school outing in southern Sweden on Tuesday. Three other people were also taken to hospital with minor burns. Police are investigating the incident as suspected negligence causing bodily harm, according to local newspaper Kristianstadsbladet. And those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news from Sweden, including that latest poll, go to our homepage or our app. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great evening.